Praise the Lord. Dear friends, today we meditate on a word of Jesus addressed to a condemned criminal, a person who was awaiting execution. I read from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 11. Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go your way, and from now on, do not sin again." Neither do I condemn you. Go your way, and from now on, do not sin again. This was the Feast of Tabernacles, early morning in the temple court of Jerusalem. The Feast of the Tabernacles is the Feast of Light, and there is also celebration at night. They were commemorating the wandering of people of Israel through the desert, when the fathers dwelt in tents or tabernacles. So this Feast of Tabernacles was repeated or celebrated every year as a feast of a pilgrimage. And there was a lot of celebrations lasting for 7 days. And in many of the celebrations, not only holy things happen. And it so happened that that morning, a woman was brought before Jesus by the custodians of the law, accusing her of adultery. And they told Jesus that this woman was caught in the act of adultery, and they wanted him to pronounce the judgment. And everybody who is familiar with the Jewish law knows what punishment she should be given. She should be stoned to death. And the lawyers wanted to try Jesus, put him in a kind of dilemma. What will he say? Will he pronounce the judgment? Okay, go ahead, stone her. Or let her go free. If she allows her to be stoned, then all his preaching about the compassion of God comes to naught. So where is the compassion, they would say? And if he allows her to go free, then he should be afraid that the stones in their hands might turn against him, because he is not only breaking but also inciting people, encouraging people to break the law. So this was the trap they set for Jesus, and they thought they could catch him. But Jesus did not say a word. He did not want to pronounce a judgment. It's the only time the Bible says that Jesus wrote something. We don't know what he wrote. He bent down and was writing on the sand. And the accusers were insistent. And that's when Jesus stands up, looks at them and tells, "Let the one who has no sin cast the first stone." So who is worthy to judge? Who is competent to pronounce a judgment on another person? Who can judge? Only the one who knows the heart, and who can punish? Only one who has no sin. The one who has not committed a sin, let him cast the first stone. And we know the story. Starting from the elders, coming to the youngest, everybody threw down the stones and they all went away. And that's when Jesus asked, "Woman, where are your accusers? Did no one condemn you?" "No, sir, no one." Then comes the reply. She was all afraid. What would this man say? What would be the judgment of Jesus? He is the only one who is competent, who has the right to pronounce the judgment, because he is the one without sin. So the one without sin, Jesus, he did not judge the woman. "Neither do I condemn you. Go in peace. Neither do I condemn you." She is given a new life, a new chance, a new opportunity. Forget the past. Whatever has happened is happened, and God has forgiven you. I don't condemn you. I am giving a new chance, a new life, a new lease on life. And I think that's what God is telling us also. I don't condemn you either. But do one thing. Don't repeat it again. Have a new life. Be thankful. Love of God should be the motivation that keeps us from sin. In the book of Wisdom, chapter 15, verse 2, we read, "Because you acknowledge us as yours, we will not sin." We do not commit sin, not because we are afraid of hell, nor because we hope for heaven. Neither the fear of hell nor the love for heaven should be what keep us from sin, but the love of God. The realization that God loves us. God loves us so much as to give His only Son for us. That should be the motivation. If He loved us so much, we must also love Him and stay with Him. Amen.